Hey there, welcome to episode 25 of Hike Your Own Hike. Today, in fact, these moments are pretty big moments for me. It is day 360 of 360 consecutive days of hiking. I woke up on Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve day in the morning, and I had 19.5 miles to go to complete my 2,200 miles of hiking. And I hiked 9.5 miles, went home, watched a little bit of the Lions game to watch them do what they typically do and break our hearts. And then I went out and hiked another 4. And then I actually was at risk of ending my consecutive streak because we had to wake up in the morning for Christmas with the family and had to do presents. And then we drove down to Florida to hang out with Chris and Jen, Amanda's brother and sister-in-law. And so I waited until 12:01 a.m. on Christmas Day to go hiking in the nasty snow, snowing like crazy, and I completed another 4 miles. So that gave me 2 miles to go to complete 2,200 miles for the year. And on my birthday on December 18th, one of my gifts that I received from Amanda and Alexa was a day of hiking on our trip, because they knew I really wanted to start or to stop here at or in Georgia and hike to the beginning of the Appalachian Trail. So right now, I'm in the process just about of wrapping up my miles, and I'm climbing to the top of Springer Mountain, which is the southern terminus of the Appalachian Trail, and it is beautiful. I had to drive to the place where, to the trailhead this morning. I had to drive 7 miles up a 2-track road up a mountain. It was amazing and scary, and it just kept going. So here I am. It's exciting. It's beautiful. The cool thing was I got about 1/2 mile into my hike this morning, and there was a couple coming the other way. So from down the mountain, and they commented on my shoes because I got the most comfortable shoes in the world. So if you happen to hike Salomon, trail runners are fantastic. Speedcross 4s are the ones I have. Never ever have gotten a blister, and they're amazing shoes. But they told me they were just starting the trail, so they're literally probably 1.5 miles into the trail, and you could see the excitement on their face, their clean clothes, and I'm sure that's going to change here shortly. And they sure are starting out on a crispy morning, because it's about 28 degrees. But anyway, oh man, I've learned so much this year about commitment and follow through. Two things that I have not been the best at in my life, but set this goal, and I don't even think I had it on my radar until the day before the New Year's. So it was 361 days ago I made the commitment and did it every single day. So y'all get to enjoy my cough as I'm finishing here, but man, I wish I could turn this into a video and show you how beautiful all the leaves are off the trees. So as I'm getting up here to the top of the mountain, I see all kinds of the Appalachian Trail mountaintops out in the distance, and it is just beautiful. And there's no one around here except for the two people I saw hiking on the way here, about a 50-minute drive. And during that 50 minutes, I saw a whopping 3 cars on the road. So definitely out in the middle of nowhere. Oh man. So, whew. All right. Anyway, I want to be with you as I crest over that 2,200 mile mark. So I don't want to end this short. Maybe I'll just keep walking and breathing heavy as I get up here to the end. Oh man, I'm only a few more feet away. Oh, it's so beautiful. Now it's starting to clear up a little bit as I come out of the trees. Seeing a couple different camping sites popping up. And there I am, 2,200 miles. Ah, finally, and I'm at the very top of Springer Mountain. Oh, looking out, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I'm gonna for sure snap some pictures and post those. And definitely look forward to many posts in the coming days, just to kind of talk about some of the things I thought about and different things like that. But man, I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas, you're having an excellent holiday season, and that you've accomplished the things you wanted to in 2017. Because we got a new year coming, and I encourage you, if you haven't done anything like setting a crazy goal like I did for this previous year, I'd encourage you to do it, because it adds a whole lot of texture to life, and it certainly teaches you a lot of things along the trail. So thank you very much. Have a very happy new year, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode. See ya.